jobs, not cuts!
Say what?
Jobs!
People holding banners and chanting outside IMU's International Institute of Nano and Molecular Medicine have nothing against advanced science or technology. They have gathered here to protest against sequestration and the cuts to federal programs it would cause. They're waiting for Senator Blunt, who sees sequestration as the best solution in the current financial situation. Robin Acri is the director of grassroots organizing in Colombia.
We'll be facing these cuts, and it's going to hurt students, it's going to hurt Head Start, it's going to hurt education, it's going to hurt air traffic controllers. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Inside the Institute, Senator Blunt honored the achievements of the Institute's director, Frederick Hawthorne, who received the National Medal for Science earlier this month. Blunt took a tour around labs and research facilities and talked to the staff about their research projects. But the heated issue of sequestration that President Obama called a meat cleaver couldn't be left unnoticed. Blunt says he is optimistic about the government passing a budget for the first time in 4 years.
The only way to change sequestration, in my view, is for the president to propose other spending cuts or to accept other spending cuts. I think the sequestered amount of money will be withheld, and I think it starts March 1.
According to organization United for Medical Research, sequestration will affect National Institutes of Health, and as a result, funding for research in Missouri. The estimate is sequestration will cost the state almost $24 million and 370 jobs in medical research field. Olga Krustalova, KBIA News.